The Steve Cochran Show.
Hoyer, end zone, Meredith for the touchdown.
Chucking it up into the end zone, and it's caught for the touchdown. Holy cow, Cameron Meredith.
All receivers out, Connor Shaw moving by his time, throws back, Cameron Meredith, touchdown.
Three times on this drive, Cam Meredith has been making things happen.
Ask me how much we miss him. Holy mackerel. Cam Meredith live in the studio. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
How's that wheel? How's that knee?
It's doing a lot better.
Yeah?
It's come a long way since I went down, so that's all that matters.
What's the rehab schedule? About the same?
It's a pretty long day. I get up early in the morning and get a light rehab in the morning, work out, and then I'll go back and get another aggressive therapy. So I'll try to do as much as possible every day just to make sure I'm slowly progressing.
Now, I'm confident you're going to be back for camp next year. How do you feel about that?
Oh, yeah, for camp, yeah, most definitely.
Okay.
You know, I'm striving to get back a little bit before then, but, you know, you got to go with the time and see what happens.
If you can skip OTAs, skip OTAs. Dave, say hi to Cam.
Hey, Cam, good morning. How tough has this been for you to watch the Bears really struggling at times and again yesterday and needing a few more big plays here and there, and you were a guy capable of making some plays for them?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm getting so tired of saying we should have did this, we should have did that, or, you know, we should have won. But, you know, we got so many close games that we should have won, like I said. But, you know, it's just hard to, you know, see us go out there and drop some of those games and, you know, not make the plays when they're there. So, you know, it doesn't go back just to this season, but the year before, even when I was there. So, you know, it's just, you know, it's hard just even to just be out of the sport, period.
Well, we need to hear something good about Coach Fox. Tell me from a player's perspective something that you appreciate about Coach Fox.
I appreciate a lot of things about Coach Fox. You know, he has so many short slogans and mottos that, you know.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. One of my favorite ones is, it's simple, but it ain't easy. You know, I kind of apply that to almost everything in life. It really is. So, you know, he tries to relate to his players a lot, and, you know, he's a good guy. So, you know, I enjoy playing for him.
You've got a long road ahead in the NFL. The NFL this year has been weird. You got the Eagles coming out of nowhere, running away with it. The Vikings are way better than we expected. I think it was Hamp this morning that said, okay, quick, name the quarterback. Or was it Ditka?
No, it was Ditka. Case Keenum.
Yeah, but you could do it, but you're in the business. The average football fan, maybe not.
Yeah.
So guys like you are more important than ever.
I mean, especially in this division because it's so wide open. Every year it's a competition. You know, usually the Packers are up there, you know. I hate saying that, but
was there a part of you when Aaron Rodgers went down and go, well, I don't want him to be hurt, but I'm glad he's hurt? Was there a part of you? Come on, Cam.
No, because I was hurt before he got hurt.
Oh, good point.
And before I got hurt,
you know what that is? Knee karma. You don't want that, right?
Yeah, I don't wish that on anybody. Yeah. Not one person.
So what are you thinking when you're watching, it's fourth and, what was it, fourth and 13?
Yeah, it was something long.
And watching Mitch run for that first
down. That was cool.
Yeah, it was a good time seeing him actually go out there and just play ball. I feel like he's finally getting comfortable just being himself. And, you know,
he's got stones for a rookie, doesn't he?
Yeah, he got
that's a technical NFL term, Andreas Stones.
No, he's definitely a gutsy quarterback, and he's going to take some chances.
Yeah, that's cool. Andreas, say hi to Cam.
Cam, I think it's awesome that you're here. What was I going to ask you? Well, I was going to ask you about Mitch, too.
Yeah. Do you want to know about his brand new beverage that he's talking about?
I want to know about that, and then I want to talk about what he's doing this week, which is really, really cool.
Yeah.
Mercy Home. It's a wonderful organization, and you're very involved with them, and you guys are going to be serving up some Thanksgiving dinner this week.
Yeah. It's the holiday season, kind of the giving season. So, you know, I partnered with Cray, their organic sports drink, and you know, it's a little bit something different. You know, I partner with them, and I love their product. I love their drink. I love the people. So we're going to, you know, team up and go to Mercy Home tomorrow and give back some toys, some equipment, hand out some food. You know, be some more Bears players there. So it's going to be a good time, and I'm sure the kids will have a good time too.
You're a lucky guy, and it's good that you recognize that. So why not pay it forward and take care of some of these kids?
Oh, yeah, you got to pay it forward.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I was a Cray man before you.
Oh.
This started in 2015, and they were serving it at my golf course.
Okay.
And I said, well, what do I need with this? I love it. I love the orange. I love the fruit punch.
Oh.
I'm not so wild on the berry, but that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with the berry.
What about the lemon?
You get the lemon? No, the lemon, not so much for me.
Oh, nobody likes the lemon.
You like the fruit punch?
That's my favorite. I like lemon.
Your lemon. Man. Well, more lemon for you then.
Yeah, more lemon for me.
Right?
It's okay.
But you can get this in a lot of places now. Distribution getting better every day. But if I have this right, didn't this start here?
What's that?
Cray? Didn't Cray start here?
Yeah,
just a couple of years ago. So pretty good impact right out of the gate.
Mariano's, mm-hmm. Whole Foods.
So there you go. So, yeah. Pick it up. I think you're going to like it for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Steve.
Well, I was going to follow up on the Thanksgiving on helping to feed and give back, as you talk about, and being a Chicago guy yourself who went on and play at Illinois State down the road. And I know if Kevin were here, he'd say fear of the bird. That's not really my thing to say, but
fear of the bird.
Okay. Birds.
But as a local guy, how important is it for you to give back to Chicago?
It's very important just because, you know, I just believe in that as a person, you should be giving back to somebody at least. So, you know, the opportunity to be in my hometown and do it, it's even more special.
And it's kind of a dream story for you. I mean, you are a local guy. You end up playing for the Bears. You become an important player for the Bears, for your hometown team.
Yeah,
I mean, you sometimes think about it and say, man, this has been kind of an interesting ride.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you get lost in it and you get, you know, you're in the moment. But, you know, sometimes I'll sit back and it creeps up on you like, man, you know, this is real.
You seem pretty grounded, though. You seem like you're pretty normal.
Yeah, I try to be.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm watching you, man. Cray is doing something pretty cool, too. Cray for Play, an initiative to make sure kids have access to sports activities and the right equipment, too. The equipment's a big deal.
Yeah, especially during this time of year. It's getting cold and, you know, some
kids got to move it indoors.
Yeah, a lot of kids don't even have, you know, cleats, the right cleats this time of year and stuff like that. So whatever helps.
You can go to drinkcray.com for information on Cray for Play as well. How do we follow you on social media or wherever we follow you? What are we doing?
Well, I have an Instagram, CamIam81, and then my Twitter is the same.
CamIam81?
Yes.
Look at you.
CamIam81.
It's good to be Cam Meredith.
It is. And then Snapchat, I do that a little bit too, so... It's a little difficult to say on the radio, so I'll leave that.
Oh, is that one a little different?
it's difficult.
We'll find you.
I appreciate the respect for the show. So, and one more. What did we miss? Yell it out.
Cameron Meredith.com.
Oh, your website.
Okay.
Plug your website, Mr. Modest.
Yeah. CameronMeredith.com. I'm sorry. Didn't even see the CamIam hats and all where that started and stuff. So you can keep up with me on there too. So.
And happy birthday, Beth. Was working on her birthday.
Don't forget that.
Came in today. There you go. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you guys.
You're
thanks
welcome to come
me
by here anytime. And thanks
really
for
thank
doing
you
the nursing homes and all that. Yeah, it's good, but not a bad office, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Not so bad. We'll take a break. Come back on 720 WGN.